Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle. Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business? Hey, peeps, I'm super excited. I've got a great guest. Now, I have been on his show, and we were talking on Facebook, and it's like, oh, man, I got to get you on mine. It was my bad. It's been so long. His name is Zeb Wellborn, and he runs Wellborn Media out of California, and he is a golf club marketing expert, which is, you know, one of my passions too. And I'm absolutely just like excited to talk about golf and marketing and all that stuff. Hey, Zeb, man, how you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Thanks for asking. And thanks for having me on the podcast today. I'm looking forward to chatting with you again. It was a blast last time, so I'm looking forward to it again.
Thanks, dude. And where in California are you?
I live in Chino Hills, so I'm about 45 minutes east of LA.
Okay, cool. Very nice area. I was out in LA for a conference a little while ago, and man, I'm jealous. That's all I'm going to say, because you get to golf, you know, almost 365 days a year, and it's rare that we get to golf past November here. So, and usually it's April or May before we can get back into it. But it's one of my passions. I know it's totally one of your passions because I see pictures of you golfing all the time. So let's talk about where you came from. How did you go from becoming a high school history teacher to a guy running basically a marketing firm that specializes in golf club marketing?
That's a great question, and I'll try to make it as brief as possible in the answer here. So, I taught high school history, and actually, while I was in college getting my degree to teach history, I was working at my local golf course. So I've been involved in golf my entire life, or, you know, my dad and introduced me to the game when I was 11 years old, and both my mom and my dad's side of the family have a long tradition in history and golf as well. So that's definitely something that I picked up from the family. But then I got a job as a high school history teacher, and I taught high school history for 4 years, and just decided that eventually I left teaching. I loved teaching the students, but it just wasn't for me the lifestyle of being a teacher. So I kind of left teaching, and I wasn't exactly sure what I wanted to do. So I actually got in my 2007 Toyota Tacoma pickup truck and just kind of traveled the country looking for a job anywhere. And when I was doing that, I didn't realize that was like right when the recession was hitting, or the Great Recession. And so there was no jobs to be found anywhere. And so I kind of traveled the country for 3 months, couldn't find a job, ended up moving back home with my parents. And then I started doing one-on-one tutoring. So I finally got one like job, which was 3 hours a night, tutoring this one student for $15 an hour. And so I was tutoring with him one-on-one, and I did a really good job with it, and I enjoyed it. So I decided, hey, I can make a business out of this. So I tried to turn this tutoring business into a successful business. And when I first started, I kind of thought, hey, I'm a smart guy. You know, I could figure this whole business thing out. I'll make $1 million in the first year. And I realized that it was going to take a lot more work than that. But as I was learning about how to market my business, one of the things that I thought of was, if I'm going to grow this business, I need to get on the front page of Google, and I need to have, whenever anybody types in Chino Hills tutoring or my local city tutoring, that I would show up. And so I figured out how to do that using social media, using email marketing, using blog writing. And some of the parents of the kids that I was tutoring were also business owners, and they liked what they saw and liked what I was doing, and a couple of them hired me. And they paid a lot more than what I was making tutoring. So I quickly transitioned over, and the first client that I reached out to was the golf course that I worked at as a kid, saying, hey, I think I can help you out with your social media presence. And that's how I got involved in golf course marketing, and I also market for small and medium businesses here locally as well.
Awesome, dude. So let's talk about that. So you started getting into the golf club marketing, and I know you love to play. And, you know, the one thing that fascinates me about what you're doing is – you're kind of blending your passion with your business, which, I mean, I would, you know, I'd love to do golf club marketing. I just think it's really cool. It's one of those things I love. I also love music. I mean, there's certain niches that I can get into. But how did you choose, or did it choose you, the whole golf club marketing? And then the second part of that question is, what's unique about it? What are some of the things that are different from golf club marketing techniques to what you were doing in your own tutoring business?
That's a great question. I had, when I So like I mentioned, I mean, the way that I got in golf kind of fell in my lap was just I was learning about social media marketing, and I saw that my hometown golf course had just started their Facebook page. And so I sent an email out to them saying, hey, listen, I'm doing this stuff for a couple of other businesses. I'd love to have the chance to do it for you. They kind of brought me in for a little interview, I guess you'd say, and they hired me on the spot. And so that's how I got involved in golf right away. And from there, I was only planning, like, my original plan was I was just going to work in one business per industry because I was kind of worried about competition, you know, like, and this is being a novice business owner, is that I was concerned that if I started hiring, getting work in other, with other companies that are in the same industry, that that would be a conflict of interest or something like that. So my original plan was just to work for that one golf course. And then what ended up happening was a new general manager took over the course, and this is exactly what he said to me, and I actually wrote a post about this the other day. What he said was, this social media thing is a fad. I think it's going away, so I just wanted to let you know. So those were the first words that he said to me when he took over. And obviously we know that that's not the case anymore, especially with the election that just happened, and I wrote a post about how social media kind of paved the way for this election as well. So with that, I ended up writing a book. It's called The Social Golf Course, about my experience at the golf course and actually all of the results that we were able to bring to the golf course. One of the things that everybody always questions about social media is, what is the return on investment? You know, how can we tell that it's working? And so I really was able to go through step by step how much value we were able to bring to the golf course and how much golfers we were able to bring. And that's where I ended up writing the book, and that's how I ended up landing a lot of more of these golf course clients. So it's more of like understanding the market and understanding how it worked, and then using that to make people aware that social media is a tool that golf courses can use to grow their business. And it's been pretty successful from the time I wrote the book up until now.
Awesome, dude. So what are some of the things that you're doing? I mean, when I work with local places, I always like them to say, okay, you need to get your audience engaged. You need to get them to take pictures, to check in, to comment, to like, to share. What are some of the things that you're doing with golf courses that's helping them really see the ROI in using social media and online marketing?
Yeah, well, that's absolutely correct, and that's exactly what you want to try to do, is get the engaged audience. I mean, I think golf, as I write in the book, is golf is inherently a social sport. You know, you go out and you play with four of your best friends, and the way that I look at golf courses back in the 60s and 70s, like, this is the visual that I have in my head, is of the clubhouse. You know, like, everybody in the community would go to the golf course, and they'd all be hanging out in the clubhouse, and they'd all be talking business, they'd all be talking politics, they'd all be doing whatever, and that's kind of like what I have in my mind of what goes on at the golf course. And as our economy has evolved, and as we're becoming more and more ingrained in social media, there's not a need to go to a physical location to sit down and talk about those things. But the golf course can still play that role on social media, and then also when you're connecting the physical experiences versus what you're learning online, you can still do all of that in the capacity of growing golf courses. So I think everything that you said is absolutely what you want to do. We also try to make sure that we are just as we're in front of people, and that's one of the things that gets missed out with social media is if we're taking action on the things that we see in our news feeds through our mobile phones or whether we're on our computer. Those are the things that are driving the actions that we're taking. And so it's important for businesses, and in particular where I'm focusing on golf courses, to be there and to have a presence on those sites. And that's kind of what we try to do as a business. We try to make sure that we're showing up in the news feeds of people who are potential customers.
Yeah, I wrote this blog post a handful of years ago. And this one lady sent me an email, and she said, I would love and respect you more because I really like what you have to say, but I have zero respect for you because of your grammar. And I said, okay. And I said, well, can you tell me specifically what you saw? And she says, yes, you spelled dude wrong. I spell it D-E-W-D. That's just a Brianism. And the other thing is I call golfing a four-hour nature meeting, meaning F-O-R-E. And she just didn't get the concept. You know, the four-hour, I love golfing because, and I'm one of those kind of people where I go, I'm a solo golfer a lot of times. I mean, I golf with some of my buds, but a lot of times I'll just go out and show up at a golf course, and I get to spend 4 hours with people I don't know. A lot of times it turns into business. Sometimes it doesn't, you know, but it's so cool to get out and meet people and be social and also chillax. I mean, it just gets your brain off of business. It does so many different things. So what has golf done for you and your business, and how has it helped you, you know, really kind of hone into the kind of things you're doing with social media?
That's an interesting question. For me, it's a little bit different just because that's like the field that I'm working in, you know. So I do love the aspect of going to the golf course, spending 4 hours, getting to know people, whether it's your friends, getting to hang out with them for 4 hours, or whether it's new people and getting to spend 4 hours with them. I'm actually kind of blessed because I get the opportunity to do a little bit of both through the business that I'm doing. So I've met a lot of really cool people, you know, just on the golf course. I'll tell you one story. As I met Chavo Guerrero, so he's a professional wrestler and I think WWE or WWF or something like that. And so I got a chance to play a round of golf with him, and we just randomly got paired up through a contest that we did on Facebook. And so that was pretty cool. And I have tons of other stories about business that has progressed from people that I've met on the golf course, which is awesome. I also love the aspect of hanging out with, you know, I play golf with my dad and my brother, so we make a habit of trying to do that as often as possible. So it's just, it's all around a good time to do that. So business is good from that standpoint. And then also, but from a business standpoint, is I'm often there shooting, like, so I'm doing social media for golf courses. And so really what I'm doing when I go to the golf courses, I'm playing it, but I'm also taking pictures, I'm shooting video, I'm trying to capture those social moments that will play well on social media. And so I'm not necessarily ingrained in playing golf like the way that most golfers do. I'm kind of have my mind elsewhere, but it's still a great time, and I love golfing, and I love doing it for my business, so I'm kind of blessed in a bunch of different ways.
Yeah, I got to tell you a story. I was down in Florida with a buddy of mine, and the guy's house that we're staying at didn't want to go golfing, so we went out and just, you know, randomly got a twosome. And so, you know, we get to the golf course and the guy says, hey, we're going to pair you up with some MVPs. And we're like, okay, well, these guys are golf MVPs. No, we show up at the first tee and it's Rod Carew and Tony Oliva from the Minnesota Twins.
That's awesome.
And we got to spend 4 hours with these guys. I mean, it's something that nobody else would ever get a chance to do. And the coolest thing about it is these guys, you know, basically swing golf clubs like hockey sticks because all they know how to do is bat. And man, they were awesome off the tee, but they could not get the ball in the hole. It was just, it was crazy. And that's one of the coolest things about it is, you know, I'm a huge networking freak. I mean, I love networking and I love going out and meeting new people. And, you know, that's one of the things about golf. It's a very social sport and you just never know what you're going to get into. So my next question for you is this. If you had some specific tips to give people about marketing their business over social media, what would be the three top things that you would want to tell people to do?
So number one, I'd say, is use organic content. A lot of times you'll see, like, stock photos and people that are posting, like, content that they've ripped off of some other sites. Organic content that shows your business and how your business operates is not only going to play well in a social platform, meaning you're going to have more reach, have more engagement, have more people commenting and liking, but it also helps you from a branding standpoint and getting people to know you, understand you, know, like, and trust you. You know, the keys to running a successful business. So that's number one. Number two, and I'll just kind of, like, give you examples from what I see golf courses doing wrong in particular, so other businesses do this wrong too, is oftentimes when they're, like, promoting an event, for example, in the golf course industry, they'll create a flyer, and then they'll blast the flyer out to their email list, and they'll blast their flyer out to their Facebook page, and they'll post up their flyers everywhere around the golf shop. And in our social context today is we're learning to filter out those sales messages. So we see a flyer and we instinctively just say that's a sale, that's an advertisement. Whereas in if we're posting something that's veiled in an engagement tone, you know, like so one thing that a lot of golf courses do is they promote a wine and dine. And so showing a picture of wine, you know, some wine glasses, different kinds of wine glasses, and asking a question, what's your favorite kind of wine? And then sharing information about the wine and dine and how that works. It's not necessarily a direct advertisement because you're trying to engage your audience about wine, but you're also letting them know that there is a chance for you to drink wine, play nine holes, and have a good time. So that's number two. Number three, I would say, just is being consistent. Most people, they'll they'll hear a podcast like this maybe and get real fired up about posting on social media, so they'll do it for 2 weeks, and then all of a sudden things get busy and they just stop posting entirely. And so if you're looking, you know, your potential customers or people who are looking at for you are looking for, they want to know that you're active and involved in the work that you're doing, and Facebook is a great way to show what you're doing today that is going to help benefit them, which is definitely a good thing as well.
Absolutely. Seb, awesome stuff, man. And, you know, again, I'm super pumped to talk golf. I could do this all day long. But I know that you've got something that's going to help my audience kind of wrap their arms around online marketing a little better. So can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so for all the people that are out there listening today, is one thing that we did create was we created our top five online marketing tools which we use to grow our business. And so we try to focus on staying organic and posting organic content, but there are some tools that we use that really help us out from an online marketing perspective. And so I'm going to share that link with Brian, and he'll make sure that it gets set up that you'll have access to it. And so you can feel free. That's a free download, so I'll just send that his way. And then also, if you do end up signing up for my email list, there are times where I'll give the book out, my book, The Social Golf Course, for free. And it talks about social media for golf courses, but really, if you exchange the word golf course for any type of business, the same rules are going to apply. There is a little bit of golf history and golf experiences in there, but for the most part, it's a business book, and so you can just change out the word golf course for whatever your business is, and the same rules will apply.
Awesome, dude. Thanks so much for that. So, Zeb, if people want to get a hold of you, what's the best way for them to do that?
Yeah, honestly, I'm pretty easy to find. So my name is Zeb Wellborn. So that's Zebwellborn. I'd love to hear what you thought of our interview. So if you just send me a tweet, that's probably the best way, just to have a brief discussion with you. I promise I'll get back to everyone who sends me a tweet based on for this discussion, and just share with me what your thoughts of it were. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer those, or just saying hi and introducing yourself would be great too.
Yeah, and you got to follow Zeb on Facebook, man, because he's got the cutest little kid, Sebastian, and a beautiful wife, and it's just fun watching you be a dad and stuff like that too, man, which just makes my heart sing. So,
well, hold on. His first birthday is coming up on Saturday, so I'm really excited. Actually, his birthday's on Sunday, but we're having a party on Saturday, so that's going to be a lot of fun too.
All right, I'll send him a birthday cake, all right? A virtual birthday cake, but I will definitely send him one, so congratulations on that, man. Hey, this has been a blast. I've been, you know, neglectful in getting you on, and I'm so glad that we finally got this done. And it's great connecting with you again. And man, I so appreciate you and your info. I know you dropped some great knowledge bombs on my peeps. I'm sure a lot of my golfer friends are going to get a lot out of this one, and so will the other entrepreneurs. So man, thanks for joining us today.
Hey, you're welcome. And in your honor, I'm going to go make myself some bacon right now.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.